kind of started over a year ago. The 72 team was honored in the Coaches Association Museum, I guess you want to say. We had a lot of the girls showed up for that one, and they got their certificates and papers and things. And then we got to thinking that they never got medals, because when in 72, 73, they never awarded team medals and things. So Gloria got started, and she managed to find out where she'd get the medals and things. And we got them, and she started inviting the girls to come to the reunion here this afternoon. And so she got a hold of, out of 29 girls, I think there's only one that she didn't get a hold of, and there's two that probably won't make it. And so the girls are going to get honored this afternoon down at Southwest. So I'll be down there, and we'll introduce them, and whatever people show up and things, and then most of them will probably hang around for the reunion and things, and talk to some other people and things. But most of them are all going to make it, and so it's going to be a nice afternoon, a lot of memories, and a lot of getting together, and probably a few tears and a few things like that.
So. I'm sure, no question about it. Recall a lot of memories, and this team was stacked. You had hitters, you had great defensive players, you had a great setter, you had a little bit of everything, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a good. They were a good ball player, and you know, we got into it at the right time, and we had some good teams ahead of them and had success. And so when the state tournament come in, we were kind of ready to go. And we played well, and for a little small school like we were, it was probably one of the smallest ones in the tournament, I don't know. But for us to go 2 years in a row, I think that's a great accomplishment for these young ladies. Then with the introduction of Title IX and things, these ladies got to play under Title IX, and so that improved the play of volleyball or women's athletics, whatever you want to say, and started, and some of these girls got to play college ball, and so that was the first for them and the first for a lot of colleges at that time, and so there's some good memories, and they were good athletes, and they worked hard, and enjoyed the game, I guess, enjoyed the competition, and they played well for me.
During the regular season, who is the main rival of your team during regular season around here?
Oh, usually it was Wilsonville for one, because they were kind of the headliners down there. They'd started a tournament and things. And first year I coached, we went in and won the tournament. He didn't think that was fair. he was... I don't know. I didn't really know him. He was a superintendent down there. But he had those girls playing well, and then we beat him, and then he never bothered to talk to me again after that. So, and I don't know what happened to him.
Mainly East teams, or did you have some other Western
schools? No, they were Gurley for one, and he was a friend of mine. I knew him. We had to play Dorchester.
Uh-huh.
And we'd played them earlier at Hastings, I think, and I know we beat them there, and then we beat them out there.
So it was a typical state tournament from everywhere, wasn't it?
Well, it was from all over the state. Yeah.
The game of volleyball has really come around since and changed in many ways since 72, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously gotten better. Well, and the coaches have gotten better, and you're getting especially women coaches now that are going through that have played the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the women's side of coaching has really improved. You see less and less men all the time coaching volleyball. So it's definitely improved, and you can see that if you watch any of the colleges play. A lot of these girls are going on and play college ball some level or other. And so the competition has definitely picked up.